So, Hare Krishna. I would like to make one little remark before we start with our second part about respect and blessings. I have heard and I have seen that many of you have taken the subject matter of obtaining blessings quite serious in your during the summer camp, and you ask devotees to obtain the blessings. I want to really congratulate you for making this discovery, but also remind you that this is only half of the work, to ask for blessings. The blessings will only come to you if you approach the person, or as we see a little later, your practice with deep respect. Please remember, just like water flows from a high position to a low position, the blessings can only come your way if you take a humble position in life. This text is spoken by a mother to her son who changes her position. She becomes the disciple of her son. The queen Devahuti realized that her son was actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead and now wants to learn from him. We know of a change in relationship when a friend decides to become a disciple in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna feels uncomfortable with his friendship and says, this will not solve my dilemma. I understand you are Krishna and I'm your servant. Please consider me a disciple. And then the instructions start. Yes. I will request our Stavavali to give the translation and purport to you in the sweet Croatian language, and then I will give you a summary in the equally sweet English language. Those of you who only speak English, take it as an opportunity to get the mood and the feeling for the Croatian language. It's all right, yes. The English ones understand, yes. Here, Devahuti is taking full shelter under the lotus feet of her exalted godly son, Kapila, and considers him to be an axe which can cut the banyan tree, of which Krishna speaks in the 15th chapter, the banyan tree of material entanglement, at the root.
Govoreći da ga svaka setija pomoću koje može presjeći
How are we entangled to the illusion? Yesterday our Smita Krishna Maharaj has reminded us that the illusion is very strong, especially when you sit in a situation like deep drilling at the dentist, and then you, it's very difficult to understand this is not real, this is only temporary. Dina Dayal, what makes our connection to the unreal so strong that we think the unreal is real? Like, are we under marijuana so that we think this world is real? Or what works so that we make this mistake? Which is the force which is so strong that we lose our spirituality and become totally identified with the illusions, passing illusions. It's a very good question, isn't it? These are strong vevanas, attachments. Yes, these strong attachments which we carry connect us to this material world and then make us believe it. This is reality, the only reality. The secret understanding of the Vedas is that the whole material world is only a dream. This is a statement from the fourth canto. I think now we understand how strong this attachment must be to make us believe that the dream is all. Now the strongest type of attachment is that between man and woman. The verse speaks of this, but it speaks in a mystical way about it. The man which is talked about here is not that being who has a different private part than the woman. No, the category man involves also those beings who have long hair and have a different bodily shape than the man. In Chankya philosophy, what we consider here woman is also a man. A false man. And that what we consider here to be a real man is also a false man, according to Chankya philosophy. This can only be understood from a different spiritual perspective. Purusha refers to the man is the illusioned soul who thinks herself to be an enjoyer.
Purusha,
Let us hear from Prabhupada, because this is a difficult point. What is the attachment? The attachment involves Prakriti and Purusha. The living entities are trying to lord it over material nature. And now, since the conditioned soul takes material nature to be the object of his enjoyment, and he takes the position of the enjoyer, he is called Purusha. And a little later, Purusha means enjoyer and Prakriti means enjoyed. In this material world, both the so-called man and so-called woman are imitating the real Purusha, the personal, yes. The Supreme Personality of God is actually the enjoyer in the transcendental sense. Whereas all others are Prakriti. I have intense news for you, Prabhus Amadajis, today. You are all female. But not female with, like we see it in this world, which is a gender specific and therefore bodily specific denomen. We are in a spiritual sense female. What do you think about this Nitai Pada Kamala? Our Namahata leader? Nitai Paramananda, yes. You are a woman. In the spiritual sense. But let me do it differently. Anandini, you are actually a false woman. If you think you are the body. You are female in the spiritual sense. At this moment I have to sincerely beg forgiveness from Nitai Paramananda and Anandini Devidasi. I had to say it so aggressive, so that you would understand the point. Yeah. This is a very, very interesting point, and I can well imagine that you would like to read it in your personal reading time, so take note of this text, it's very interesting. I was picking this verse for today due to another point. We want to now dive deeply into understanding more about respect and blessings. Devahuti is really now changing roles. He says, you are the guru and I am your disciple, although on one level we are mother and son. You can learn spiritual life only when you become a disciple. In your heart. That means someone who sincerely respects his teacher. And who knows he will teach me something which I don't know at this moment. Now we all, most of us are in a disciple-guru relationship. And I will speak for myself to make it easier for you. It's not easy, for me at least, to be always a good disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Because it means to give up my material concepts, and that's difficult. It requires a high degree of spirituality to be a good disciple. Let me describe to you a sentence which will tell you a little bit what it means to be a good disciple. It's a sentence which Srila Prabhupada spoke in relationship to his being a disciple. Whether right or wrong, my Guru Maharaj is always right, Prabhupada used to say. Because it's such an important sentence, and some of us are still a little bit under the influence of the past night's sleep, I will repeat this sentence again. Srila Prabhupada kaže, whether right or wrong, my Guru Maharaj is always right. And because in Vedic teachings, important points are repeated three times, I will repeat it again. Whether right or wrong, my Guru Maharaj is always right. Three times three makes nine. Should I repeat it nine times altogether? This is actually a Vedic concept which finds its expression in a shloka which I want to recite for you. It is from the Puranas. Vidvan avidvan. Vidvan means full of knowledge, or avidvan means without knowledge. Guru eva Janardana. My Guru is Janardana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada says he is a representative of the Lord. And therefore carries the authority of the Lord, and therefore is seen to be as good as the Lord. What is behind this? I mean, if he is without knowledge, or if he said the wrong verse, or if he said something which later he actually corrected himself, he's right? Hare Krishna, this is now a dilemma. With the material logic, it is not possible for us to follow here. Let me tell you how I see it and how I try to live this. I will pose a question. Do you want to be right, or do you want to get the blessings? No, please, before you say, think about this very, very intensely. Is it important for you to know, for instance, which is a faster way to Zagreb than your guru? I mean, is it important to know a better way to Zagreb than your guru says is the best way to Zagreb? Or do you want to have a respectful attitude and not quarrel with him about ways to Zagreb and get his blessings? I find it is here, at this point, at this question, where the Western mind has an intense difficulty to accept the concept of guru. And therefore I want to ask again this question to the collective Western mind. Collective means our mind is also in that thing. Western mind, do you want that according to your concepts, things you want to have right? Or do you want mercy? Do you want blessings? Please think about this, Western mind. Now, on a little bit more lighter level, I want to say there are guru-disciple relationships where it's no problem to say, Guru Maharaj, it's faster to go by the new built autoput to Zagreb than go the old way through the mountains. In many situations, it's considered to be a service to help the spiritual master to find out what is the most efficient way to move in this world. Ali! If we begin to revolt against our Guru Maharaj because of a relative opinion, then, and give up our position of respect, then the blessings will not flow our way any longer. One moment. 159. I have the best book here, so there's a prayer. My Gurudev, by administering a drop of your mercy, make this servant of yours infinitely more humble than a blade of grass. Give me the strength to be always right. Sorry, I read the wrong thing here. Give me the strength to bear all trials and troubles. Free me from desires for personal honor. Please inspire me with the power to be fittingly honor and respect all living beings. Only then will I sing the holy name of the Lord in great ecstasies. Do you want to be right, or do you want to sing the holy name in ecstasy? This was from Bhajan Lalasa, Hankering for Devotional Service, the song Gurudev by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If I examine myself for my worthiness, I find nothing much of value. Therefore, your mercy is the essence of my life. If you are not merciful to me, then I will plachate and plachate and plachate. Then I will cry, weep and weep and weep, yes. 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 So, unless we receive the blessings of a great soul, my dear devotees, there is no act which we can do which can be called real devotion. Bhakti Shakti must be given by a Bhakta. Just like electricity can only come from a live faucet, not a dead faucet. It's this Bhakti which we want. We don't want to be right or wrong. This world is only for a few days. Why be so attached to it? The spiritual world will be totally different from what we have here in the dream. If we can approach our Guru Maharaj with this attitude, the blessings will not only flow, they will rush in our directions. Another place where we can direct our respect so that we get blessings is our own spiritual practice. Nama shreshtam manumapi apiputra atasvarupam. It means, oh, may I have sublime respect for the holy name, my mantra, the teachings of Swarup Damodara and Rup and Sanatan Goswami. Respect the holy name, your supreme practice. The holy name will only give you Nam Kripa. Nam Kripa means the mercy of the name, when you chant it with affection and respect. Here. If I sing the holy name of yours aloud every day with warm affection, then my disease of ignorance is destroyed. At another place, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, yes, we must chant with respect, not only affection. Prabhupada once said, you can see how good a devotee you are, as how clean your beatback is. Oops, my is quite dirty. See, it has a dirty spot here, so you know who you have before you. The idea is, if I respect my chanting, I will keep the thing in which I keep my japa mala, the beads, I will keep it very clean, very respectful. Isn't it when we receive a guest whom we feel respect for, we clean our house a little. Put it away and then vacuum cleaning and. So I'm a traveling preacher, and I visit sometimes people, and I always notice, I always say, your house is so clean. And then they say with a sympathetic smile, yes, it's please come more often, because when you come we go we never do it else. It's a natural reaction. When we respect someone, we want to make it clean. Yes, I noticed yesterday. I really noticed it when some of you had to speak. You were presenting yourself in the most cleanest cloth. There was one leader who came, and I thought he never wears dhotis, but now he is so nice, dash white dhoti, wonderful. Yes, so because yes, he has some respect for you. So when we respect the holy name, we will not tolerate such an Anand Swami beatback. Yes. So respect for the holy name is very important. When you sit down and you chant, you offer prayers first. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Then only you dare to say Hare Krishna. Because again, we want Naam Kripa. Our tongue, can it chant the holy name of the Lord? No, but if our tongue is getting the milasti, then we can chant like anything. With feeling.
Samo cele mantra,
I will now come to the end. My last persons to respect is all living entities. Now it gets really difficult. You have heard a proper one quality of bhakti is manada, offering respects to all living entities. Bhaktivinod kaže, realizing that all living entities are servants of Krishna, one should never become envious of them or hate them. One should please everyone by speaking sweet words. And caring for their welfare. Today I made an experiment. I came to the summer camp. And I heard already from when I left the house, Veera Chandra singing like a lion so loud. It went up to the house where I'm staying. Yes, the whole forest through which I walked was dancing in that kirtan of Veera Chandra. Then I came towards the tent and I saw coming from that direction in the forest a dog which looked extremely frustrated. And I saw the dog owner walking behind that particular dog looking even more frustrated. It was very obvious they felt they had been untimely awoken from their morning sleep. All of our hearts went out to Veera Chandra in gratefulness for his nice kirtan. They must have cursed Veera Chandra 50,000 times, both the dog and the dog owner. Our sacred touristic sleep is disturbed. So at this moment, you know, I was feeling maybe the dog will eat me because I'm one of those. And the dog owner would dig me in the forest so that no one would find me. I felt in intense vibrations of military combat building up. I had to do something to safely pass this challenging situation. It was a lonely forest. Two totally different parties approached each other. Somewhere near Pola, where no crime would be observed. Then I decided to use my only and best weapon. I smiled as good as I could. And in my in my most friendly and melodic Croatian, I said, "Dobro jutro." And I noticed I could understand them because I at these difficult times in my life and my health is not good, I also cannot get up so nicely as I want. I could understand their frustration, and I said with great respect, "Make the best out of it." Dobro jutro. Yes. This much of respect we can really offer to all living entities. They are parts of Krishna, just like you. At the moment they are in a different mindset. They don't want to serve Krishna consciously. Yes. Respect should be offered to all. But appropriate to their position. You embrace a god brother of the same gender, or god sister, or devotee of the same gender, but you don't embrace a tiger. The tiger has to be respected in a different way. But you should respect all living entities. I remember once Prabhupada went with his disciples into the zoo in Bhubaneswara, and one disciple saw the lion and he went at the fence to agitate him. Prabhupada corrected his disciple. "Don't do this. After all, he is the lion." So respect living entities according to their relative position which they take on now. Then also they can bless you. Like the dog and the dog owner, they gave me a polite nodding. I asked, "Is everything all right? Sve urednu?" I hope this is correct. Yes. I asked like this, "Sve urednu?" And both the dog and the dog owner looked at me, and they both seemed to speak. Može. Može, okay. It means okay, isn't it? Something like okay, yes. With this, I want to end my class. I wish you a very, very nice summer camp. Not summer camp. You have obviously we are in the midst of it. And very nice day. Full of nice experiences. And I would like to request you to think about the subjects you have heard today. Today we have heard about three points, really. The respect towards the guru, Remember the question, do you want to be right or do you want to have the blessings? And we have heard about respect towards your own spiritual practice. Do not neglect your practice, or as Prabhupada has said, don't starve your beads. Yes, you feed your beads by doing japa, 16 rounds, and sometimes more. Respectfully feed your beads. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the last point we heard about is respect towards all living entities. All this we heard in relationship to obtaining the magical power of blessings. I'm now in the Hare Krishna movement since 1971, and I have really seen when you can be full of respect and love, then so much comes from Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, which carries you through your life. But when I'm limited to my own intelligence and abilities, life doesn't look so wonderful. Blessings or mercy is the active principle in Krishna consciousness. Mm-hmm. Do you have any question regarding this? We have many questions. Is this you, Grantaji? Our first question will go to Bhakti Granta, our guest who has you must have just now arrived. Can you think or are you too tired? Oh, now we will see the most wonderful theater spectacle which you can imagine. And not now, but on Saturday evening, yes. So let us give the microphone to Grantaji. Maharaj, did I see you?
No, I was just a lady over there also.
Because then we... I'm sorry. Yes. Speak first in English, then I can think about your question while you later speak in the local language. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Let me answer your question by speaking about the two dimensions in our relationship to our spiritual master. There is the tattva relationship, where our spiritual master is like the, where we see him as a representative of Krishna. And there is also the human relationship, which will develop more and more as we grow up in our spiritual life. Many times we find that, especially in a modern ISKCON context, the personal servants of spiritual masters experience also the human side of their guru.
Osobni svoj pojedini guru vrlo
They see him when he is just a simple devotee worshipping Krishna. They see him how he deals with his illnesses, how he solves different problems like getting money for a car in his life. And it helps the relationship if this human dimension is filled with a sense of friendship, affection, love. The spiritual master may sometimes even, the disciple may experience him as he sits down in the car and says, this was the most boring lecture which I just heard over 50 centuries. I regret that I even sat there for 10 minutes. He would never say such a thing in public. It's an almost offensive statement. But he may relieve his heart in such a way. So when you deal in this area, you must be very, very, very careful to not keep the other, the tattva dimension, out of the eyes. Let us allow our spiritual master to be a human being. Let us allow him to be sick. Let us allow him to express himself. And let us not forget that he carries something else. He carries Krishna's mercy. If you have not discovered this, only if you have discovered it should you accept someone as spiritual master. You shouldn't accept someone as spiritual master because so many reasons. You should accept him because you feel he carries for me Krishna's mercy. This is called loyalty or fidelity. Vian Iskon feel Srila Prabhupada is that generator or this carrier of great mercy, and he distributes it over some of his disciples. His disciples mostly, yes. So coming now to your question, Bhakti Granthaji. Just suggest. And when he chooses to take another path to Zagreb, which you know, it takes longer. You can prove it on the wristwatch. Is it also dobro? Maybe we would have an accident on the other path. I have done my service. I have suggested what I thought was the better way. Rest is up to him. I'm a servant. And even if we make the wrong decision, then we make it together. And we say, Ah, this was wrong. But, what is wrong and right in the material world? Material world is all wrong. I'm sorry, I'm taking here a very strong transcendentalist position. This is, and in philosophy, this my position is called the position of the transcendentalist. In philosophy, there is this transcendentalism, the American transcendentalists, for instance, Emerson and so on, and it means they value a spiritual reality more than a material reality. If you want to find a category for Krishna consciousness, it's in the which is from this world. It's really not so much from this world. Then it's transcendentalism. Yes. My next answers will be much more brief, so please don't be afraid. Yes, Hare Krishna Prabhu, what is your good name, please? How can Prabhupada, he is an apparent contradiction, how can he say the spiritual master is whether right or wrong, when the spiritual master is right because he follows Shastra and Sadhu? If he would be he's not right because he's just the guru, but he's right because he follows. To say the guru is wrong means to say the Shastra is wrong and the sadhus is wrong, isn't it? So how can this cannot go? Yes.
Govori da je on u pravu zato što slijedi sadhua i šastru. Pa prema tome reći da je guru krivu, onda bi također značilo reći da su šastru krivu.
Vasudev Dattaji, I want to answer your question with a short story in which this point was preached to me when I joined Krishna consciousness. Guru and disciple walk through a forest. There's a rope on the way. The Guru Kaja, hit the snake! Budarats. How can you, means fool, how can you beat on a rope? Didn't I just tell you to beat this dangerous snake there? Question mark. How? Huh? Upitnik. Yes, upitnik. This is not the question mark in the story. That was my question mark. Yeah. This was the example offered to me, whether right or wrong, the guru is always right. The guru, the disciple kept on banging the rope or the snake. Now I must honestly tell you, I don't know how authorized this story is. But I heard it in the early days very often when I did not want to do something. And later I remembered a story with Srila Prabhupada, which which is my favorite story. It's about that disciple who doubted that people landed on the moon. No, wrong. Prabhupada doubted that the Americans landed ever on the moon. And the disciple said, this is too much. I will show Prabhupada a movie how they landed on the moon. You know, Apollo 7 or was it 8? I forgot. Huh? 11, thank you. Apollo 11. You know, you can see it on the movie. Prabhupada saw it on the movie and said they never went to the moon. Now, later, there was a kitchen accident. This disciple was making a chance and the chance exploded. This name of the disciple was Pradyumna, or Purushottam, yes. And then Prabhupada remarked or commented, Purushottam went to the moon. Now, Vasudev Datta, I know that this doesn't really answer your very complicated and very well-posed question. Because we know, according to Shastra, they didn't go to the moon. Something else they went, yeah. I could offer you an example where Prabhupada sometimes quoted the wrong verse. Didn't know the verse. He asked, what is the verse? But I know this you also don't mean with your question, these things. You said, I want to know spiritually what it means. Can the guru be spiritually wrong or right? Vasudevji, I'm a great fool. My intelligence is bewildered. I will think more about your question and then give you a private answer. We will now see if there are some matajis, and then we will move with your relevant questions. Gangamai. Oh yeah, please give the microphone, and then there's Rishabha after Gangamai, and then we will end and take Prashadam. Prabhupada said things about women which sometimes women do not 100% appreciate all this. He said things about black people which black people do not appreciate 100% all this. He said things about social matters which social people do not always appreciate 100% always. He said things about weights of brains which medicinal people do not appreciate 100% always. Science is another area. So this is the area where Ganga Mayi poses her question. I think when we have such, when we see such areas and we all of a sudden find ourselves that our boat of faith is rocking. We must first of all understand Prabhupada. I find out most of the times when devotees' boat start to rock, they have not understood Prabhupada's entire teaching. Everyone who has seen Prabhupada and heard Prabhupada, he knew that Prabhupada was so full of well-meaning. He would even feed sometimes an ant on his table. He was really the friend of all living entities. I really can say this that if you think you see something in Prabhupada what is not well meaning, what is not full of milas, what is not full of honest intention to elevate people, then you have not seen the entirety of Prabhupada's personality or in teaching. And for this personality who has come and sacrificed Vrindavan to come to the West and elevate people with Krishna consciousness, really, if you look at this personality, you must feel love and affection and gratitude, which I know you do. And when only through this love and gratitude can you understand Prabhupada. Don't try to understand a transcendental personality through your ratio. There are many things which only the heart can understand. And many, many things which the brain will not understand. If you, so through love you can understand Srila Prabhupada. And love comes by service. And then you are out of troubled water. See, through love, the mother understands her crying child. I have not the same love, and when I hear crying child, I say, what a disturbance. The mother, through love, sees with tears of eyes, my child needs milk, how wonderful! I'm valuable for my child. Through love, you can understand. This is all how I can answer your question, but I will also think more about your question, because your question was very nicely put, and thank you for this question. Rishabha Prabhu, we will do one thing, because we have to keep this the program intact, and I'm now, can you please now come to me, and I will answer your question entirely personal just now after the lecture, because I feel we have to stop here. It's 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. You are all hungry and you want to come to the next seminar at 10:30 by His Holiness Smita Krishna Maharaj. So we will release you now. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Goni Dai ki, Jai Jai Srila.